staff to do our question.
Okay. First of all, I'll start with the costs, because that's going to influence our design. If you don't know if you already had a look or not.
No.
Because we have a problem. If you look closely, you can see. I already took the liberty to make some suggestions. At the moment, we have 15 buttons, one LCD screen, one advanced chip on print. We use a sensor. We use kinetic energy. And we wanted the buttons in a special color. Okay, what's the first thing we should draw? The special color of the buttons?
No, that's for the trendy.
Okay. Should we switch to hand dynamo? It has still the same idea as kinetic energy, because you have to use it and do things.
Yeah, but I got people like it.
Batteries?
Normal battery.
That's
the battery option. It has to be 12.5.
Yeah.
No.
Oh my
so, you're going to redesign something.
Oh no.
Okay, so we're at 25.
Yeah.
Do we keep the shape doubly curved or do we go for single curve?
I guess we'll have to go for single. I mean, we have to drop on everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we can keep it single curved with top view is still curved, but from the side it's flat, mm-hmm. And the screen is just, well, you just have to hold it like this then. So
yeah. Another option I saw was to drop the buttons 1 through 9, so you can directly access a channel. But instead use only the up and down arrows.
That's
that would skip 9 buttons and 4.5 euros.
Alright.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Then we have left.
Don't have any basic options anymore.
Oh yeah, we do.
Because then they don't need special colors.
They don't need special colors. Fine. It's more like it.
Yeah.
You were saying.
That was exactly my point. Like,
yeah.
Let's drop all the buttons and just make one. I mean, we're going to use the LCD screen anyway,
mm-hmm.
So we'll just have to use it for everything.
Yeah.
And then you can make an overview of channels in the screen and select.
Yeah, some more menu options. Yeah. Okay, so maybe we can drop a few more buttons, but.
We only need the menu arrow button thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we need one integrated button for everything.
Yeah.
A joystick. Yeah, kind of. I was.
Yeah, scroll wheel push button.
Integrated scroll wheel push button, yeah.
If you go to our view, like if you are in the sound system there, and you want to adjust the treble, for instance.
Yeah.
This is just an example.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see a bar on which you can adjust it from 0 to 10, for example, but you want a sound preview of how it's going to sound, right? So you want to click on it, activate it, and when you move it, hear the difference of the treble coming out and going into the sound. So you'll need a kind of a joystick.
Yeah, or the
button.
Integrated scroll wheel push button.
Yeah.
So that's kind of on your mouse, and then you can click it, adjust it, click again, and then you're out of it. But you then still need to have. Well, you can use the scroll wheel as well for maybe for the channels. But you still have to have some button in the menu to go back.
You can do one integrated scroll wheel push button.
Yeah.
And then just drop all the other buttons.
Yeah. Well, not all. Not sound, I guess.
The cost of one integrated button is far more. Than a few extra push buttons.
Yeah, it's one integrated button is 5 times the cost of a normal button.
So
we have to make it more
You could also drop three more of these without losing much functionality.
What is the sample sensor?
That's for speech.
Speech recognition.
Yeah.
Drop
speech recognition?
No, but
yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, it's expensive, but we never considered the possibilities of speech recognition because it can take the function of a lot of
buttons.
That's not very easy to use.
No, you can be disturbed by noise and
let me see what's more
popular. I guess the screen was more popular than speech recognition.
Yeah.
I have to look on that. Let me see. There are more people who like speech recognition than an LCD screen.
Okay, because if you lose the LCD screen.
But it's both
a high level
concept.
We need a lot of extra buttons.
We keep the screen. I mean, it's about the same, 81 to 91%.
Okay, so we drop the speech.
Integrated this speech into the system, so we can
drop it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speech
for less euros. So we still have 3.5 euro to lose.
We need to lose some buttons.
Yeah, if we lose the back. The okay button. Let's say we only have the four arrows and a menu button.
And then use
the power button also.
The okay, and the menu button does the okay function then.
Yeah.
And then when you're in the menu.
So that's when you're
so you activate the menu.
If we do a two integrated scroll wheel push buttons, we can drop all the push buttons.
Yeah.
With one integrated button we can do the whole menu thing.
Yeah.
With another we can do the channel, the volume, etc.
Yeah.
That would save 0.2 euros compared to
No, it's 3 euros.
This together is more expensive than it's almost the same as keeping this.
Okay.
We can
for
drop
example
these
if you have
two.
Four buttons. Channel up and down,
volume,
left, right. Okay, I think we have to keep that.
And
the power button, so that's five.
That's the basic.
That's the basic. That's what you need anyway. And then for the menu, you can have a button that activates the menu. Or do we just integrate a scroll wheel with a push button? And then if the moment you use the scroll wheel, the menu gets activated and then you can scroll, choose an option, click on it, it goes into a feature, click on it again, select feature, scroll, adjust it, click again, it's okay. Then you only need one button to move back. Or under each option, you set a screen thing where it says back, and you select that one, click again, you go one step back, and in that menu, scroll, click, one step back. So then you need five buttons.
Yeah.
And one integrated scroll wheel push button. But we can drop three buttons, but I see.
Yeah,
that
that's 1 euro more expensive.
Yeah, so that's not a good
That's not an option.
Because which buttons do we have now? Those five, which I mentioned, and then menu, and then
power.
Yeah. The four things.
Four arrows.
Yeah. Power.
Power.
If you go to 8, I don't know how to.
Yeah. Okay, so 4 arrows.
Yeah.
Power, probably.
Yeah, that's 5.
We have a back and a OK button.
Yeah, okay, that's 7. I want to activate the menu.
Menu.
Yeah, that's okay, that's 8. So we can't reduce that. We keep the display. Okay.
Even if we drop three buttons from here, we still have to make some adjustments around here, so.
Yeah.
We need the chip for the
LCD
display.
Yeah.
We need
let's
advanced.
Make the case plastic.
Then I'd rather make it wood, because then also it's good in the market with the 45 plus people.
Yeah, but that's not our market.
No, that maybe not. That maybe it's better than plastic anyway.
I don't know, hard plastic.
Plastic with a special color.
Yeah, plastic with a special
color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, but I because we have to use the special color anyway. I forgot that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's go for the plastic.
Yeah.
Okay, plastic.
Since it's not kinetic, it doesn't have to flip around
easy,
so much.
Because plastic is free.
We still have 12 of 2 euros.
Yeah, okay. If we drop to...
The buttons, those are really needed.
Yeah?
Yeah, we can drop them.
It's an advanced chip on print.
Still
do we really need that advanced chip for an LCD display?
Yeah. So the other option would be to go for the sample speaker, which can use a regular chip, which is 6 euros in total. That doesn't matter.
I'd rather keep the display.
Yeah, because
so
we're already designed for
the
it.
The only option is a hand dynamo.
Yeah, and something else.
Oh, no, that's
can
1 euro, right.
Can't we fit all the buttons in an integrated scroll push button? Because that will save us 1.5 euro already.
And then integrated, yeah, but that would make it not so easy to use.
You
I mean, it's not that important, easy to use, but...
Then
we have to scroll through a lot of menus to be able to get where you want.
Then you still need two additional buttons, I believe, for
the
volume. You can use those.
At least one for power.
That's
right, and power. It's three buttons, and this would cost...
Just as expensive as what
the integrated button. How many functions can it have?
Three, up, down.
Yeah, endlessly. I mean, it can be a power button as soon as it's powered on.
You press it for like 3 seconds.
In the main menu, you can choose flip channel. You can choose sound options, any options.
Then you should do everything in the menu
on
the screen.
Yeah, okay, it
maybe
would save you enough.
Money and
you can choose this, drop these. Then we have a half euro left.
Yeah.
So we can maybe still use power button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we. All right.
I guess
it saves us 4 euros and it costs us 2.5. So, let's see. We dropped the price to 1.5, but we still have 13 left.
Yeah. No, I didn't miscalculate it. Right.
13. So still half.
Shit.
There goes
the special
that will make it less appealing, so that's no option.
Okay, what else? Uncurved?
No.
Are you sure about the advanced chip we need for the display?
Yeah.
Okay.
They made it very easy for us.
We made it hard for ourselves with the display, but it's a cool feature.
I don't think I can... persuade the management to say this is better for the market, so you sell more.
Okay,
than
what we could do is drop the special color and do the special color for the buttons.
Since we only have one button.
I mean, what is meant by special color?
I just
something
I don't
else,
I
like
think
black or white.
Yeah, it's I think it's gray regular.
Yeah.
Gray and rubber.
So
or plastic.
So I'd rather have a hand dynamo than drop the color.
Yeah.
You can still play with it then, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a hand dynamo costs a lot of energy to keep the string working, so I guess that isn't an option.
Display.
You only have to power it up when you want to use it.
Yeah.
If you have to power it up for 10 minutes.
No, I don't think the current status of chips are pretty energy cooling saving.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Let's go for the hand dynamo.
Yeah, hand dynamo. Do we want an extra button?
Or do we do uncurved and flat instead of...
It has to be curved.
Yeah, it has to be curved and it has to have that color.
Just
put
a special color of the buttons or something.
Yeah. Instead of an additional power button.
What is special form? Oh, special form. Maybe that's nice.
For scroll.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we don't have any buttons. So make it a special color then.
Integrated button, I think also.
Now make it a special color.
Yeah,
then.
But there's the scroll with the push
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make it a special color then it looks fancy.
So, whoa, we're within budget.
Oh,
a
let's
miracle.
Let's save it.
Two special colors. We only have one button.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it like this. I mean,
yeah.
Because it does not lose our identity of the product as we.
Okay. Well, even kijken, this was old.
Oh, we come back to the drawing board then, huh?
Yeah, back to work.
Well, your designs are pretty much.
It's silly
because
we should have had this meeting before we start drawing.
Yeah,
yeah.
But that's the fun part of it.
I wanted to know, but I wasn't allowed, so.
Alright.
Yeah, it's the last phase, of course.
By your humble PM.
Hmm.
Oh, for us on here. Alright. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we first should have had a prototype presentation. So, as you saw, that kind of made no sense because we had to drop it.
Well,
yeah. Went straight into finance.
Yeah. Yeah, it was more important, so
yeah.
I just
yeah.
Pushed it up the agenda. Evaluation criteria, and you have used something about that?
Yeah, I sure did. And it combines with product evaluation.
You put it in the.
We all have to keep in mind what has changed now, so what we have left on the.
Yeah.
Because the evaluation is based on the initial user requirements. Alright, let's make it big. Well, we evaluate the design with a 7-point scale following. Well, the remote control scoring criteria, blah blah blah. True or false, and then on the scale of 7 points, the Likert scale, if you all know it. Well, the criteria are based on the user requirements, the trends from the marketing research, and marketing strategy of the company itself. Well, they are in a Word document, which I will open now.
Open.
No, it's open yet. No. We all have to agree on a certain level. That's good. Well, the first point, the remote control matches the operating behavior of the young user. So that means the operating behavior was using quite a lot of functions. How do you think about that?
I think it does. Because the operating behavior of the young user was also defined in the color and shape and the use of velocity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it drops a little bit of those.
It's mainly concentrating on a lot of functions in
mm-hmm.
this question. So, do you think?
Well, we have extended menus.
Yeah,
you
can make a lot of extended menus. That's true. I mean, the possibilities are almost unlimited to build in menus in the screen.
Yeah.
So, on a scale from 1 to 7, what do you
two
think?
Or three.
Huh?
2 or 3.
2 or 3, something like that. Well, we have to choose one. So, what do you say? I agree.
You should
two.
Fill this in, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I say 2 personally. But
yeah.
And the new design is, would say 3. No, in the original design. That's
yeah. Well, we have to evaluate, I guess, what we have now.
Okay. Then I say 3.
Yeah. You say 3.
Yeah.
You say also 3. 3.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I say still 2, but. It has to be 3 then.
Yeah, you're marketing it.
Yeah, I know. So, it's made bold. But it's not very
maybe
clear.
Maybe
other light. Or give color.
Maybe other color, yeah. It's better.
Red.
Yeah. Alright. Yeah. Doesn't have to be bold anymore. Alright.
Oh yeah, very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Well, the remote control
one.
Definitely
one.
Yeah.
And it has to be.
The remote control hides irrelevant or less used functions. For example, audio settings and screen settings. Basic functions.
You don't have anything
well,
else.
Yeah. So it's a very true point. I mean,
yeah.
It hides
okay.
all those functions.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
They're hidden in the screen. If you don't want to use them, you don't. You just scroll over them and you place them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where. So that's very true, I guess, for our case. The second point.
Not so much.
It shows the relevant and most used functions.
Mm-hmm.
Power button. You still have a power button. Well, yeah, the buttons integrated.
Check with the Excel sheet.
We dropped it. You just push it in for. Just push it in for 3 seconds or something, and then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just
goes for all you.
Yeah. It shows the relevant and most used functions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. On the on one side, I would say yes. On the other side, I would say no. I don't know.
It shows the most used functions and they are relevant.
Change channels directly with just one button.
No.
With
just scroll
through the menu.
Yeah, and then say channel.
Yeah.
And then.
So it's.
Well,
it's
we should build it so that if you don't kind of push into the menu or something, if when it's on, yeah?
So you double click on the.
It automatically
yeah.
has the program and the volume function, but as soon as you click it, you go into the menu or something.
Yeah.
Or you double click.
Well, but how do you change from volume to channel?
Because it has four arrows, right?
No, not anymore.
No.
Because it's
oh,
have a scroll, which you can push in.
Yeah,
like
I was thinking
mouse.
Still about our integrated joystick.
No, we have no buttons left. So the joystick was not an option.
So you
have to double click. Volume and three double click for the menu.
Or hold it 10 seconds.
Yeah. All right. But ease of use was not very important when
no,
remote
no.
use. So that's
it should be true.
Yeah, but that's another question. The remote control shows the relevant and most used functions. Well, I think it's pretty much in the middle.
Yeah.
Four. You have to search for them in the screen in the menu. So.
Yeah,
it's so maybe it's more like a five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Five or six?
Five.
All right.
That's my
remote.
Yeah.
Weird remote control I've ever seen. So.
Yeah.
This one was.
All right. the remote control makes use of technological innovation like LCD screen and speech recognition.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we dropped the speech recognition,
yeah,
but it has at least one innovation.
Yeah, I say two.
I say two,
yeah. We still have the fruit and vegetable print.
Yeah, but that's not this question. That's the other question.
I'm a bit lost.
This one.
I think two.
Two, yeah. I think LCD is more usable than speech.
Yeah.
But
definitely.
Not the bulk one. Okay, it has a fancy look and feel by using fruit and vegetable prints, primary colors, sponge-like material. It should have been two questions. I realize now because sponge-like material is dropped, but the look and feel.
We still have room.
So we still,
oh no.
We still have the primary colors.
Yeah.
But only on the outside,
not
on the button.
The button has also a color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one button we have.
Yeah.
And still, we dropped also on the double curve.
Yeah, you can
mm-hmm.
check with the Excel sheet.
Yeah, we have single curve now, and no
color.
And no material.
Yeah.
So maybe in the middle or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, or three.
Or three. Yeah,
we have
actually
something.
We didn't do so well on this one, because it's basically an old one. With a little curve on the side and in a different color. It's still
yeah.
hard. I mean, the sponge like and the 3D shape, that would give it something
new. Yeah.
Yeah. But then we would have to drop the screen. Oh,
you like
yeah.
like bold.
Yeah, I like bold.
The remote control displays the corporate logo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. But
it's a white part.
Because we couldn't hardly draw on the on the lower half of the screen. We couldn't make it big enough to actually draw in the.
Yeah.
So I wanted to put digits on the buttons as well. But
there's enough space for the corporate logo. I mean,
if
there's
only
one button. Yeah.
So I will say that is very true.
And even the shape we have now simulates kind of an R and the reversed R, doesn't it?
The remote control is easy to use.
Well, I would say.
No.
Scale, I would say 6 or something. I don't think it's easy to use, but not so.
The only thing easy about it is that you don't have to move your fingers.
Yeah.
And then you only have to control one button.
Yeah, exactly.
And it has a nice screen, but yeah.
It gives visual feedback, so.
Yeah, I would say 5 or 6.
I would say 6.
5.
What did you say?
It's really 5 or 6.
No, not anymore.
So 6 more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go for 6 too.
Okay.
So. Well, another question, the remote control durable, I don't know if that's the correct word.
Definitely in casing.
In use, both battery as casing?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, because the battery is those things last forever.
True, true.
And
the casing is plastic.
Casing, hard plastic also lasts forever.
Yeah. If you don't drop it too much, it should last pretty long.
I would go for one.
Yeah? Well, I think rubber. Compared to better, so I think a 2 is more appropriate.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, logo.
Yeah.
Okay, I will go for 2. Last one, remote control is a good example for a company's motto. You put the fashion in electronics.
Now we put the electronics in fashion.
Let's turn around. Yeah.
I would go for 4.
Yeah?
Because we kind of tried to, but we kind of failed with the budget that we have.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, okay.
So a 4. It goes. It's not the best we could do, I guess. But it all has to do with the budget because it's not the bad idea we had. So.
Yeah.
Alright, yeah. Right.
So
that's
it?
If I understood it right, we have to count these numbers.
Yeah.
Alright. We're talking about we have to count them.
Count them. Add them? Or
Just add them and then
start
them.
Counting.
Yeah. I all made it possible of positive questions,
mm-hmm.
So we can count it. I mean, if you have reverse questions,
yeah,
you reverse the skill.
Okay.
Yes.
So 4.
Did you make this question in a while?
Yeah. Thanks.
Nice work.
Okay. 3 plus.
Oh,
1.
Plus
5.
Both. Nope. Easy. Question number 4, right? 2.
Yeah.
4.
Wait a second, though.
How hard is it?
Okay, it's
not. Yeah,
start over?
Oh, is that like
that's
a plus button? That's a numpad.
You can.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Just type in the digits. They're all 1-digit numbers, right? And you can count
them. Yeah. You can
just
count them by hand. Let's move on. 3 plus 1.
3, 4.
4. 9.
9.
Here. 11.
11.
15.
15.
16.
16. 17. 16 plus
oh
6.
Wait,
22. 22.
How hard is this?
22, yeah.
24.
24.
6. 28.
Oh, sorry.
28.
Oh,
that was the last one. It was yeah.
Okay, 28.
So
okay. Divided by 9.
By 9.
The lower the score, the better, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
28
divided by 9.
Divided by 9. Makes 3.11111.
So we're better than the average.
But
yeah.
Are you sure this number actually tells us something?
No.
I don't think so, because
some questions are
related to positive issues and some to negative. So if you give a true to a positive, it actually means that the lower the better. But if you give true to a negative question.
Yeah, but there are no negative questions, I guess.
No.
Good example. Durable use, easy to use, this way is good, fancy look and feel, that's good.
Yeah.
Technology innovation was
also
good because of marketing requirement,
yeah.
But most use function,
I guess you
and
can do it.
Hides this function, that was also a good thing.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
Then matches the operate of the user was also
yeah.
a good thing.
Okay.
So, it were all positive questions
yeah, true.
By purpose. So. Yes, so the. It tells us something. But the picture would be a lot different if we didn't have to drop those
things.
Those things,
yeah,
I guess.
definitely.
Okay.
Because now it's just an average.
Yeah.
It's remote.
It's better than average, but.
Yeah. Okay. Because of the LCD screen. But
yeah.
In looks and stuff, it's still.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not really eye catching, except for
no.
the color.
The color on the screen.
Yeah.
Okay. So. This we had. This we had. We have to do a product evaluation. Prototype presentation we dropped. So finance we looked. We have redesigned. Not on that. But
yeah, we have to redesign it on this page.
Okay, so you can just make one big LCD screen
with some casing around it. Yeah.
Okay, we're still gonna go for the fancy colors.
Yeah.
Are we gonna stick with the green or are we gonna do
the green? We can just use this one. And then
the button has a special color, the frame has a special color.
One scroll button
and single curved.
Yeah.
Oh, and you might want to add a infrared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why is it that doesn't function?
Do we have to do other things?
Well, I have to make a report of every decision we made so far.
All right.
And I tried to catch up just before I received the Excel sheet.
Yeah.
So
you made a start, right?
Yeah, I need some there, but maybe you can help me.
Okay, but how do we make the score more like this one?
All right.
That's the infrared.
Of course. Yeah, we did our special
version.
It's going to be one strip.
Horizontal or vertical?
I just took one for every step.
Oh, right.
More natural
well,
than the.
I
yeah.
think
yeah.
I have to make it called finance.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Where did we start? Which price?
26
and a
half. Bigger or?
Or 26, something like that.
And there's a special color for it. So you can make it special.
What do you mean? Like the other color than this one?
Or speckles in it? I don't know.
pixels.
Yeah, can we do it? Can we do a print?
I'm not sure.
I think
I don't
choose
think so.
If you
see the options.
Okay, special color. We do have special color. Does that
yeah,
mean
I read it's already a special color, I think so.
Yeah.
Very special, but
should we just give it some dots to make it look pretty?
Yeah.
Yeah, some big dots.
Purple.
Purple?
That's trendy.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man,
yeah.
What is happening?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. That's why we have that button.
Oh yeah.
It's so cute.
Mm. Oh.
Whoa.
That's not.
Just cut. Control Z.
Oh.
Is that bad?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Which
one?
The dual screen.
No.
It's, can we delete it? There's to delete it.
We can try. It doesn't respond also to the undo. It looks like it's
crashed.
No.
Sorry, guys.
Why do you want some more dots?
No. You don't even draw anymore. Even children.
You push the button or something, right?
Can you just push pen and then
what is the select button? It's
okay, it's not the prettiest. It's not so
rough. It's okay.
Especially the R.
Yeah, the R and another R.
Yeah.
It's called the real remote, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it can say that, the real remote.
Yeah, just on the LCD display.
Yeah. Welcome.
We can make
this
a
is your logo.
Remote.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like a shape.
Designed by
something like that. I mean, it's not too. That's not their logo, is it?
Do they have a logo? Yeah, just a logo.
Two R's.
Yeah, you can just reuse that. Because the label is the same. You can copy and paste the picture if you want.
Shall we do the logo in black or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that?
Looks more like a campfire.
Are you getting my drawing? This one?
Yeah.
It looks like a ribbon.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So who wants to draw? This is actually quite fun. Do we need to do anything?
I don't see any new messages.
The last assignment? Or?
Yeah, it's the
final.
Yeah.
It's almost 4.
What time do we have to deliver before? 4 o'clock? Before that. Just compare.
This is really bizarre. It looks like there's a. It looks like
bug.
A butterfly.
But
it's somewhere.
No, it's in
inside isn't
there.
Inside. In the
no, it's objective. On the beamer.
Right.
Yeah, but it
look
is.
There?
It's not a beamer.
No.
It's a normal TV screen. Kind of thing.
Yeah,
it's somewhere in here.
Read only, so you have to.
Save copy. Yeah, save. something, well, it's projection from behind, I guess.
Het is echt in het tofse schrift.
Yeah, it's a beamer, but then with
it's
a with an
a mirror.
Mirror, yeah. So it looks like a big screen, but in fact it isn't.
Are we gonna change anything to this?
Well, it's
well
single
it's
curve.
Now single curve, so
it's
flat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
But it's better to have in the flows this time. Sure. More of this than of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, more line here.
Yeah. And this is also new piece.
That's very ideal.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes then all of a sudden it does work.
Yeah. What's this?
That's the detect line. Okay.
But I don't see a detector over there.
Yeah.
I thought it was a kind of thing to put it on and then draw right lines or something. Or I just messed it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It matters for the end.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah, but it wasn't good.
You have to make it 90 degrees.
Yeah, it has to touch the corners, I guess. But this one wasn't good because if I was drawing here, drew a line and then came over here.
Now you probably have to recalibrate. So 5 minutes to the end of the meeting.
Oh,
and the recalibration is done using this
icon.
Yeah.
Can we get to that icon? No, it's not working.
Yeah, no.
Well,
yeah, it's okay.
Sorry.
It's working again.
Ooh.
It's better than before. Improves pretty much.
Yeah, it's only a bit like two
yeah.
Inside, but that is that one, by the way.
Yeah. But it's better. It's
this
better.
One makes the angle either like this. So if I change this, it will go there.
Mm.
If I change that, it will go there.
Yeah, it's better than it was, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I will take this away.
After these 5 minutes,
yeah.
You have to.
I have still 10 minutes to finish the report.
So. All right. After that 5 minutes,
yeah,
10 minutes, you'll finish it, or
yeah.
All right. Then we.
And you can just relax and have a cup of coffee. Or
chill.
I don't have beer, so.
Mm-hmm.
I'll celebrate. So you can just finish my presentation.
Yeah. Next line.
Oh yeah, we have to do the project evaluation. Just do that quickly.
Yeah.
How
do you do it?
Well, basically, what that says, we discuss it. So, did the project process go? You were well pleased with the process as it was.
Do you mean the interaction?
Yeah, the interaction and the steps we followed.
Yeah, well, at first I was really stressed because
yeah.
It went a bit fast. But then, as I knew the tempo that I had to be on, the second time I think I did a bit better.
Yeah.
The third time, yeah.
And we moved more to working together as a team because
mm-hmm.
at first you make an individual contribution and then come here and you have no idea what
mm-hmm.
the others have to make.
Yeah.
And then finally you have some idea, okay, this is what we're gonna make together, and okay, I will arrange this, you will arrange that, and you have a kind of idea what you can expect on the next half hour when you have to work on your own. So the process, I mean the interaction between us became better and better.
Yeah,
I think.
Especially after the first meeting.
Yeah, especially if you saw the largest difference from the first to the second meeting, I guess.
Okay, and was that due to my leadership?
Yeah.
You did become more assertive the second time, huh?
Yeah.
You were more in charge, kind of.
Okay. Was there enough room for creativity?
Yes, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
only the financial part.
Limited
yeah.
afterward, but if you don't take that into account, there's plenty of room for creativity. Also, not only the drawings and the making of the thing itself, but also in explaining it to the other people by means of the board and the PowerPoint and Word and stuff like that.
About the board and such, and then Stefan, was it helpful? Or?
I think in essence, the digital pen is better than the smart board. Because it just works better. I mean, I've made several notes just to test it and just put the pen into it and then came onto my screen and it looked perfectly.
Yeah.
So it's a better device than the screen.
Maybe,
but the screen is useful in essence, but it doesn't work that well.
The pen is more intuitive because we're all used to writing with pen. And as I said, I have no idea how PowerPoint works, so it will take me half a day to be able to make a normal PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah.
But once I get to know the program, probably, I mean, it looks better, you know, or something like that. You can give it a kind of home style, like we have the logo.
Yeah. Morning, finish meeting now.
Okay, are there any new ideas about this? Oh, I think.
Well,
it's really
especially useful, I guess, to evaluate designs,
graphical
stuff. The dual screen and stuff like that.
I think the PowerPoint is too limited. You can draw easy in PowerPoint. It has to be the drawing board has to be integrated into PowerPoint so that you can just easily.
Yeah.
The problem with PowerPoint for me is that you have to put in pre-made chunks.
You
can draw something on the sketchboard and then take it back.
Yeah. But it's useful to show something to a small audience and then
text it's okay, but
These kind of screens this size are useful to discuss things, so. Yes. Check your
email. We should answer our question.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Maybe it's better that you finish the meeting now, move to your rooms and make the questionnaires there, because there are three questionnaires left. This is number 8, after that number 9 on the post, and then it's finished. So it's better that you're in your rooms now